a Bangladeshi missile corvette and a Pakistani frigate, both made in China. A Qatari naval training ship built at the Anadolu shipyards in Turkey. These ships and other naval equipment are on display at Hamad Port in Qatar as part of DIMDEX, the annual maritime defense expo held in Doha. Defense companies from around the world have gathered to show their latest wares as potential buyers look for bargains that will give their navies an edge in any potential conflict. A new class of shipbuilder has emerged, making stealthy, powerful warships at a price many countries can afford. One of the newcomers, China, is now expanding its defense base while supplying cheap, capable warships to its clients.
You have China exporting submarines to Bangladesh, you know, in the Southeast Asia, they're exporting submarines to even Pakistan. They are also having a footprint in Africa where there are certain countries which have Chinese products like Nigeria. So in terms, not only in terms of volume of these vessels, but also in terms of the tonnage of the vessels that China has now diversified its, you know, different classes of ship as well as its construction.
Italy too has been building advanced frigates for Egypt and has been helping Qatar's navy expand significantly. Turkey's navy is developing rapidly under its domestic shipbuilding MilGen program, building its own warships but also perfecting how to integrate foreign weapons, sensor and radar systems that go together to make modern naval systems.
Turkey has been building ships for a very long time, but since with the MilGen program, we had the experience and the capability of designing our own ships, including the Turkish subsystems which can be integrated in it.
Turkey is now building warships for Qatar, Pakistan and the UAE, its sights also firmly fixed on lucrative Asian markets like Indonesia. Cost and flexibility are the chief factors for success here. And these three countries are now building an ever-increasing number of stealthy, powerful warships for tomorrow's navies. Alex Katopoulos, Al Jazeera, Doha.